Welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business owners who are looking for cutting-edge information as they plan their 3 to 10 year business succession and exit. Every week, we interview top professional advisors for their best tips, strategies, and precautions so you can be well-planned. And don't miss our one-minute Exit Coach tip of the day on ExitCoachRadio.com. And now, here's your host, the Exit Coach, Bill Black.
Welcome and thanks for listening. You know, I'm at the Exit Planning Institute conference here in Fort Worth, Texas, and I've been able to get to meet quite a few people that are devoting their careers to helping business owners through exit planning. They've become certified and they're really working hard to learn about tools and techniques of exit planning. And one of those individuals is with me here. Mark Kravitz is a managing director and partner at Hightower in Melville, New York. And he also runs the Greater New York chapter of the Exit Planning Institute. At this meeting, he received the Volunteer of the Year Award. So he's doing something right there. Mark, welcome to the show. It's nice to have you on.
Nice to be here. Thank you.
So one of the things we like to do, Mark, before we get too far into your practices, tell us a little bit about your background and what you've done in your career to lead you up to this position.
My background is I'm a certified financial planner. So I take a holistic view of the client situation and help them where I can. In addition, I'm a CIMA, which is a certified investment management analyst. I got that at Wharton School of Business. That allows me to be able to do analytical work on different types of investments. And more recently, I became a CEBA, which is a certified exit planning advisor. And I've been helping business owners, and I've been helping people that are pre-retired now for about 27 years.
Would pre-retired, would that be the 50 plus age range generally?
Yeah, it's interesting because I've also done a lot of teaching. I probably taught over 5,000 people over the years. I used to teach a class called Financial Strategies for Successful Retirement. And it seems like there's kind of an alarm that gets set off when someone becomes 50 years old.
Right, right.
You know, in your 40s, you're out there, you're trying to create a career for yourself. All of a sudden, the bell rings, you're 50, and then you start looking at the next stage of, you know, I might be looking at getting a second home, or I might be looking at putting away more money for retirement. I've kind of almost taken care of my kids now, and now I have this excess money. Where should I be putting that? So really been concentrating a lot on the 50-plus.
And that bell is ringing for a lot of people these days. As we know, 10,000 people a day are reaching age 50 and will that trend is just because of the baby boomers who are now all over age 50. So there's a huge number of people that have reached those milestone birthdays and are saying maybe it's time to start planning a little bit better for the future, the end of my working career or my retirement, whatever that means to people. That's kind of what is retirement these days?
You know, retirement has taken on all different kinds of definitions. What I've seen more recently is people are leaving their job and they're not fulfilled in just sitting home and watching TV or doing things with their family. They really want to get back into business life or some type of other volunteer work. So they're taking on a different or second career. So people are leaving the work but coming back to work.
So in some ways, they're not retiring, they're rewiring. Huh? They're basically saying, hey, I don't want to do it like I was doing it, but maybe a little different. And of course, a lot of business owners have a business to wind down or to at least get managed properly to transition out of. And that's a difficult task for them, isn't it?
Yeah. You know, I can give an example. I was at an affair with my my family and I saw my cousin. And he had recently retired, and I walked over and just said, hey, Bernie, how you doing? Heard you recently retired. How's everything going? He said, at first, it was horrible. I hated it, absolutely hated it, but now it's great. I said, really, what changed? And he said to me, I went out and got a job.
So he unretired. Well, you know, a lot of business owners are wondering, how can I go from overtime president to part-time chairman and transition so they get some of their time back and not have to go get another job, right?
Right.
Now, how does the CEPA and the Certified Exit Planning designation, how does that help you prepare individuals to do something like that?
Well, yeah, there's a couple parts to when someone is looking to make a exit. Part of it is the numbers, and the other part is the psychology of it. And I think that the CEPA helps us with both ends of it. It's not just one. It's also, you got to look at what they're going to be doing after they quote-unquote retire, and then talk about that. And a lot of business owners, you know, they're knee-deep in their business, and they don't really take a step back and reflect on what are they going to be doing, what's the next process, or what's the next thing that they're going to be doing. So in my discussions with business owners that are looking to possibly make an exit, we do discuss, okay, so what are you going to do when you grow up? Picture a day. Look at what you're going to wake up in the morning. I used to teach that in my class. I used to have a sheet, and the sheet that people would have to fill out, it was homework. In the class that I taught, Financial Strategies for Successful Retirement, it was a 4-session class, 2.5 hours a session, 10 hours in total. And people would have homework, and they would have to fill out this sheet that goes from 8 o'clock in the morning to 8 o'clock at night. What are they going to be doing? Picture yourself.
Oh.
Picture yourself in retirement. What are you going to be doing? And interesting, I had a couple that came in, and the couple came in, and the husband was looking at me all angry, and the wife was all cheery and everything. Hey, how you doing? We're here. And so I looked at the husband. I said, did I say something wrong? Did I do something wrong? And the husband gives me the sheet, and it was all filled out. It was beautiful, beautiful handwriting. It was all filled out from 8 o'clock in the morning to 8 o'clock at night. Unfortunately for him, it was filled out by his wife.
So he wasn't looking forward to that. The reality of it is, if you're married, then your spouse has had a routine going as well, right? And you're going to have to fit into that. We hear that a lot from counselors, agent counselors that we interview on the show, that there's often a conflict at that time. And it's really important to have a picture, like you say, of what you're going to do with that time.
Yeah. And it really needs to be discussed among the whole family, the wife, the kids, because all of a sudden, depending upon who the, if it's patriarch or matriarch, I'm not going to be sexist.
Of course.
You have to have, the spouse has to have that kind of discussion, because all of a sudden that other spouse is there. They wake up, there's the spouse. They're
right.
in the afternoon, the spouse is still there. You know, get out of here, go do something. And so you got to really look at all that excess time and what they're going to be doing with that time. So that's really the soft part of what we're dealing with. And that is a major part, because you really got to, you have to dig deep.
Yeah, what I've been hearing at the exit planning conference here is that there are really three legs to the retirement-based stool for the business owner, that they have, that's a big part of it, is having a purpose after you sell your business or transition out, a life purpose. And the other two, one of them had to do very much with what you do with it, which is financial planning and estate planning on a personal basis, getting your house in order.
Yeah, exactly. So in the process for an exit plan, my role is going to be coming in at the beginning of the plan and then at the end of the plan. So let's take an example. You have a business owner that is looking to possibly sell the business or to exit their business, and they have a certain lifestyle that they want to continue to live on. So what I'll do is I'll create a full financial plan, taking a look at if they sold their business at that point, how much money they would net after taxes. We'll make some other assumptions, and then we'll take a look at, can they afford to live in the lifestyle that they're accustomed to and continue to live in that lifestyle for the rest of their lives. And it really is an eye-opener because the business owner has generally a idea that the business is worth a lot more than what it might be. Then
yes.
They don't consider what the taxes are. So that net-net number might not produce the same amount of income that they were receiving beforehand. So that's where there's a collaboration that Exit Planning Institute and CEPAS really come together, where we'll bring in other professionals to try to help that business increase their earnings so that in the next 3 to 5 years, the earnings increase, then they can receive a lot more money for their business. And then I'll come in at the end when they do sell the business. I'll recreate that plan for them. And in that plan, it'll show, okay, well, you know, now we have enough money to live comfortably for the rest of our lives. If there's estate planning issues, we'll be able to take care of that excess money and legally be able to take that money and go to the next generation. If there's philanthropic opportunities, we'll talk to them about the philanthropic opportunities at that point. And then the business owner now needs to replace that income. So how am I going to take the assets that I have, let's just say it comes in cash or comes in over a period of time, how am I going to take that assets and then recreate income? And that's where, you know, we have some sophisticated models that we can show to the clients and be able to have that income replacement.
So first it's about the goal setting and making sure that if their business value will support them, and if it won't support them now, understanding what it needs to grow to so that it will support them in the future. And that itself is a bit of a science, because you have inflation rates and tax rates on different investments, and determining, well, what is a reasonable life expectancy for these individuals. And then after that, a lot of work goes into, okay, let's say it's not enough, let's build it up. But then they get if they do have a successful sale, then they still have to recreate that income stream. So there's a lot of work involved in there in the financial planning arena.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and it's something, it's a passion. I really, you know, I enjoy it, and I enjoy working with entrepreneurial people. I feel like I'm entrepreneurial, and I really enjoy sitting with business owners, and because they're, you know, they've taken these businesses, either they've been handed their business to them and then they've taken it to another level, or they've taken this business from nothing to something, and there's just a tremendous spirit there that I really enjoy working with.
Yeah, you're protecting the dream in some ways that they've lived with all of their lives. Now, the third leg of the stool was getting the business ready. So we talked a little bit about that, but those are some areas, like you said, where you can collaborate with other members. Maybe it's Exit Planning Institute members or others in your chapter that you've developed. Tell us about that, because those people are going to come in with strategies to help grow, develop the business, maybe other professions like attorneys and accountants and other people that are going to necessarily come in and take care of their pieces of it. So you've built a chapter of exit planning advisors locally to you. And tell us about that. What's that all about? And, you know, one of the things we've been talking about and hearing about is it used to be that advisors didn't collaborate very well. They were very defensive about working with other advisors because of fear that they might lose a client. It's hard to get a client. But now it's turned the corner with these groups to more of a collaborative type of a society.
Yeah, so I'll talk about our chapter first. One of the things that I noticed when I got my CEPO was there was a few chapters, but there was no chapter in the greater New York area. And I said to Chris Snyder, who's the head of EPI, said, well, I'm going to take the bull by the horns and look to start a chapter. So what I did was I went and looked at other CEPA members in the New York area, and I created a steering committee where we had a lot of like-minded people that really did want to be part of the chapter. And we all got our databases out and invited people that were all other like-minded people, other exit planning type people, whether it be accountants or estate planners or private equity people, anybody really dealing in the exit planning mm-hmm. arena. Mm-hmm. And so we had an awareness meeting where we invited all these people. There was a lot of excitement there. And then from there, we decided that we're going to have quarterly meetings. Now, one of the fortunate things is that we have that we're located in Manhattan, in New York. So in New York, we have a lot of opportunity to get fabulous speakers. So it started off with Ross Lee, who's, you know, almost...
Oh, I know. Yeah, he's great.
Yeah, he's
Private Capital Markets. He's a great speaker.
Great speaker. Just fantastic. Everybody was just sitting there with their jaws open, and because he's had such a tremendous success there. So he led off at our first chapter meeting. We have another chapter meeting coming up very soon, where we have Dave Patrick, who's going to be the speaker. Now, Dave is the former CEO of Charles Schwab and Company. So he has a tremendous background. He's just a I've seen him speak. He's just a fabulous speaker. Mm-hmm. And he just recently is finishing up writing a book on leadership. And so he's going to be talking about leadership. And what I spoke to my leadership team, I said, this is a great opportunity for us to bring in business owners as well as the regular chapter members. And we all discussed it. We said, yes, this would be a great opportunity. So we're opening it up for this chapter meeting where we can bring one or two of our clientele business owners so that they can learn from Dave, from his experiences, from the things that he's done wrong and the things that he's done right. And part of his book is he went out and he interviewed himself some other major business owners, including Howard Schultz, mm-hmm. who you know, has had his own tremendous success with Starbucks, but also ran into a tremendous amount of trouble back in 2008, where the company almost went out of business, and then he turned everything around. So I think that it's going to be a great chapter meeting, and you know, we're looking to continue to build on it and create a great collaborative group.
It is one of the reasons that your group is able to work together so well because they understand that there's a centralized process that's at work here through that's been developed through Exit Planning Institute?
Yeah, I think that that is a great point. I think EPI has done just a fantastic job of articulating that, and I think that you have a lot of commonalities in terms of what the people want to do. You know, it's about what's the best thing for the business owner, and let's not be heroes. Let's be collaborative. As long as it's the right thing for the business owner and the business owner is going to benefit from it, it doesn't matter if I lead or someone else leads, as long as at the end of the day, the business owner is happy.
Yeah, the fact of the matter is, no matter who the business owner is, they're going to have to employ at some point tax, legal, financial, and operational types of strategies. It's just that with the approach, it keeps everybody on point and on task. As opposed to the fear before was, I think you had a lot of advisors saying, well, I do that kind of planning, but they really didn't have a process. And it ended up being, let's say, a heavily tax-driven strategy or a heavily legal-based strategy. And it sacrificed in some of those other areas, right?
Yeah, I think you're right. And part of it is the lines are kind of mixed in certain professions. So you might have a financial planner that also does insurance and does some other things. So, you know, the role should be basically defined. Oh, you're going to do financial planning. We have another person that can do the key man insurance or the buy-sell agreement insurance. So as long as everything is defined at the beginning stages, then no one's going to step on other people's toes.
Now, what are some of the benefits that have come out of having the chapter together and working together now?
You know, you have a great database of names and people so that when a situation comes up, oh, yeah, I gotta speak to Richard. Richard does a fantastic job there, or Scott does a tremendous job in this area. So it's great having, you know, a database of names. And these are people that I didn't know before,
mm-hmm.
and we've only met through through the chapter. And I think that as the chapter increases and gets bigger, then you know you can get really defined in terms of something. So if there's a deal with an energy company, well, this person really is great with energy companies. So you can almost you know drill down to the industry as opposed to that person just does accounting.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think that that's helpful.
So, with your experience, especially with the teaching and everything, what tips, ideas, or precautions would you say to a listener who says, well, you know, I've just hit that magic age or one of those milestone ages, and now I've got to start thinking about this. Where should I start? Or, again, what tips, ideas, or precautions could you give our listeners?
Well, if it's a business owner, I think that business owner can start by speaking with a CEPA, Certified Exit Planning Advisor, because they have the tools that you know, and they know the questions that need to be asked as a start. So I would start by talking with a CEPA. In addition, get a plan. You know, people don't plan to fail; they just fail to plan. So you need to have a plan created for you, and you need to express what your goals are. It's very, very important to understand and know what your goals are. And some people just don't have any idea or never really spoke about it. There's a lot of business owners that are out there that, you know, they're just, you know, working 12, 15 hours a day. They're just,
right.
They got their head in whatever they're doing and they don't come up for air.
Yeah.
So sometimes you just need to speak to, a sounding board.
Well, as a matter of fact, some of the recent studies show that most business owners don't know what all their options are in the first place. So they need to talk to someone who can say, let's talk about what all your options are so we can narrow it down and figure out a path that's right for you. That's a beginning point for a lot of people.
Yeah, it's interesting. You have a lot of people that are extremely successful and you think that, hey, you know, this person is very, very successful, making a lot of money, great house, drives around great cars, you know, philanthropic and all that. So you think that they're smart enough to understand all the different opportunities and things, but they don't. They really don't. They know their business. They're very good at it. They're excellent at their business, but they don't know what all the other options are. And they never really had a sounding board of someone to talk about those options.
Yeah, like a lot of us old dogs out here, this age 50 plus has kind of snuck up on us. We're not ready to admit that we're there, but there are a lot of options. And again, Mark makes a great point, and that is there are well over 350 people that have gone the extra mile in their profession to get a CEPA designation from the Exit Planning Institute. And so they've demonstrated that they are serious about this and have taken a course that consists of 22 modules to get that kind of a designation. So Mark, how can our listeners reach out and get in touch with you if they'd like to know more about you and what you do?
I work at Hightower, and my telephone number is area code 631-760-7636. My email address is mkravitz, spelled K-R-A-V-I-E-T-Z, mkravitz@hightoweradvisors.com. You can email me, you can call me, and I'd be more than happy to talk with you and help you out where I can.
Does Hightower have a good website that they could visit?
Yeah, absolutely. They can go on to Hightower, look it up on the internet, Hightower.
Hightower.com?
.com, yeah.
Wonderful. Okay, well, thanks very much for joining us. It's been a real pleasure to have you in, and it's great to hear your expertise. And again, congratulations on your award for pulling together Volunteer of the Year. There, you know, that's there are a lot of people here that have been working very hard and they saw fit to give you the award. So I know you're doing something great up there in New York, and it's been a real pleasure.
It's been my pleasure as well. Thank you.
We're going to take a short break and we'll be right back. So please stay tuned.
You're listening to ExitCoachRadio.com. The information station for age 50-plus business owners, where we're interviewing over 250 top advisors for their best tips, ideas, and precautions so you can be well-planned. We upload new one-minute tips every day. ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute.
Thank you for listening to Exit Coach Radio.